Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I am so happy to have you today. But you know, sometimes we have to do a little update, and that's what I want to talk about with you today. I'm going to be making some big changes to Heartblend, but it's something that I've been really thinking really long and hard about, and I've gone into so many different directions in my mind as far as what's next for Heartblend. What do I see for Heartblend? How can I best serve my community for Heartblend? Like, where is this going, you know? And I'll be honest, it's been a challenge. It really has. And I know I have so much content. I have so many episodes out there, but when I got to a place where I wanted to grow with Heartblend, I realized that I had covered so many different topics and I talked about so many different things that to me at the time seemed like they all made sense. And they do, but I felt like it was really challenging for me to really serve you because it's like, I don't know what's next. I don't know what she's going to cover next. I don't know what, you know, she's going to focus on. And although the meditations have been consistent and the nature of the topics have been consistent, it's not really been a strong theme for us. And so I really wanted to think about that. I also wanted to think about how I can continue to serve you beyond the podcast, because that's something that's really important to me. Like, the podcast is great, but and when I think about just serving you on the podcast, I feel blocked. Like, I feel like, oh, that's it, you know? And I want us to grow more. And I also want to make Heartblend full-time for me. I really do. As much as we all want to have our own thing that's full-time, I want Heartblend to be full-time for me. This is really where, no pun intended, where my heart lies. So for a while, you know, for a moment, I thought, hey, should I end Heartblend? You know, I don't know that it's going to really grow any more than it has. I don't know what else to do. You know, I feel kind of blocked. I felt kind of stuck. And I was really feeling lost, I'll be honest. But through some meditation, through connecting with my beautiful community, through connecting more to my feminine energy, through feminine wellness, and so many things, I have come to the conclusion and decision, I'm not ending Heartblend, okay, guys, so you can breathe now, but I have decided that I want to realign and refocus Heartblend towards chakra wellness, and I love that for us, because it still maintains the holistic viewpoint that we all love here, where we're still covering different topics, but it has a bit stronger focus. Right, so we're going to be focusing on the chakra system moving forward for content. We're going to talk about chakra wellness. We're going to talk about healing our chakras. We're going to talk about all the things related to every chakra and how we can get best in alignment with ourselves. Because as I have gone through the last 2 years of my life and through life's challenges, ups and downs, frustrations, disappointments, all of that, I noticed how out of alignment I became. And I thought, you know, it would be great to be able to get back to that system of like, let me focus on clearing the chakra. Let me focus on balancing the chakra. Let me focus on healing the chakra and healing my overall chakra system and getting back on track to where I feel strong, I feel confident, I feel good. And even if I don't feel like that on those days, I know how to care for myself. I know what to do because I know how I'm feeling and what area of my body needs my attention. When your chakras are in alignment, you create flow, you create abundance, you create stability, you create joy, you create strong relationships, you create confidence, you create a deep connection with all things around you, and your intuition is heightened. And that's all we really want, right? And I think that this is really the new home that Heartblend belongs in. And so I hope that you're open to this change, but I think it's going to be really good for us and especially good for me because I'll be able to better serve you with a clearer focus, clarification, and I'll be able to truly, truly help those that are in need with coaching, with classes, with so much more that you can really apply to your daily life. And I promise to keep chakras as simple and easy to understand as possible, to where anybody that tunes into this podcast will naturally feel like a chakra pro and just naturally feel more in tune with yourself and know exactly what you need and what to do. So that is my whole goal and intention here through Heart Blend, is to now shift our energy and direction into focusing on chakra wellness. So if you're interested in learning more, please be sure to follow if you are not following already. And you can follow me at Heart Blend Host on Instagram for chakra wellness content. And there I'll share chakra-centered information around food recipes, wellness mocktails, exercises, and just day in the life things you can do to maintain or get into balance. Okay? Well, thank you so much for your time and energy. Thank you for being an amazing listener and amazing follower. I love you, love you, love you so much. And I can't wait to see us grow exponentially. Okay? And also, be sure to follow my YouTube account as well, which I will be updating, but it will be centered around stronger information around chakra wellness as well as sharing my own vlogging experiences with chakra healing. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, thank yourself for showing up today, and thank you for tuning in to Heart Blend Podcast.